You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is Dr. Alan Rubenstein. He is with Tuolumne Veterinary Hospital, located on Tuolumne Road in East Sonora. Good morning, Dr. Rubenstein.
Hi, glad to talk to you this morning.
Over this past week, we have experienced several days with temperatures in the triple digits, and an excessive heat warning is in effect for the Motherlode today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day. Dr. Rubenstein, what have you seen at your hospital as far as our Motherlode pets are concerned?
Well, by the time I see them, they're usually pretty debilitated, and so I'm more concerned with the animals that are older or maybe they're sick, and the hot environment has caused them to become dehydrated, and it just exacerbates their chronic diseases, which they may have, like kidney disease, certain diseases that they become dehydrated without very much cause, and the heat just makes it worse. So it becomes very important this time of year to monitor their water intake and to make sure their water is cold and acceptable. You know, people outside who have automatic water type conveyances, they get awful hot in the sun, and the animals are reluctant to lick it. So, and water that sits outside in a pan oftentimes will get very hot, and an animal will be reluctant to drink from pans that are kept outside. So, you know, it becomes very important that they have fresh, cold water all day long, that you put your hands on them every day. Make sure that if they have sores this time of year, the fleas and the ticks are out in large numbers, and your animals will develop sores from them. And if we catch those early and treat them early, they don't turn into badly infected areas. All the parasites this time of year have a ball. The heat seems to cause cat plague comes out, and that's a disease transmitted from the wild animals, the fleas on wild animals that are transmitted to our cats and dogs in our environment. When skunks or raccoons come in our yards, their fleas develop homes in our yards, and then our cats become infected, and that makes them introduced to disease like plague and cat scratch fever, which is Bartonella. And the other thing is even birds and reptiles seem to the birds, sometimes the environment changes too much, the hot and the cold. People will keep their houses too cold during the day or from the air conditioning, or they'll suddenly make it cold in the night when they get home from work, and the change environment's not good for birds. And even the lizards and people who have snakes and things like that, the hot rocks they keep sometimes get too hot and burns their reptiles. And certainly the water needs to be changed more frequently in a hot environment, because it tends to be contaminated that much more often. And we have to be really alert this time of year, particularly because parasites tend to be more of a problem. The population of fleas and ticks explode this time of year. And my best recommendation is to, put your hands on your pets every single day. Check for foxtails between the digits. Check for fleas and ticks before they develop too bad of a problem. It's really not uncommon for us to see litters of kittens that are so badly infected with fleas this time of year that they're on the brink of death from the anemia that fleas cause. So flea prevention is something that people need to pursue at least once a month with one of these new systemic products that are on the market. Once fleas become a problem in the environment, if you don't treat your pet monthly, the fleas will get a hold in your house and inside your yard, and you'll never get rid of them. So monthly, give them flea products, otherwise you can develop an environmental problem that you'll never get rid of.
If a person has any questions, Dr. Alan Rubenstein, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, it rings through my office. The number is 532-0129, and we're happy to answer any questions. We invite you to give us a call. We're anxious to help the community out any way we can.
Dr. Alan Rubenstein with Tuolumne Veterinary Hospital, located on Tuolumne Road in Sonora. Thank you for taking your time out and joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.